Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I really want to play this video, but I'm told we can't because of the profanities that are in it. It's a 3 minute 35 second clip.
I mean, we're willing to take the chance.
I mean, we do know the
you make it sound like we are restricting
head of
you.
The FCC.
You do. We shouldn't have to bring him in. They'll put any pressure on Brendan Carr like that.
I mean, what's the point of having a chit, C-H-I-T, if you can't call it in? You know what I'm saying?
Right, but then not for something like this.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But play the video anyway. So the 72-year-old Florida man, Dennis Nguyen, Walmart drones keep flying over his house. And so he shot one as it flew over his property.
Yeah.
And the drone was like right above his house. There was someone who said that they won a $10,000 lawsuit for the same thing. And when they arrested him, he goes, "I can't breathe." That's what he said. That was just chef's kiss there. Chef's kiss. But, I mean, the drone was right over his house. He said he's had issues in his neighborhood with these drones flying right over people's houses in their yards. It's not like they're flying like way up high. And yeah, when they put handcuffs on him, he goes, "I can't breathe." The Lake County Sheriff's Office said they found a bullet hole in the payload that the drone was carrying. And he said, "You can't be flying your drone in our properties." And he's got a point. I mean, at some point, you know, people have the expectation of privacy on their own property.
Right.
So, I mean, he said at one point, he goes, "Now they say I hit it, so I must be a good shot." But when they put the cuffs on, he goes, "I can't breathe," is what he said. I mean, this guy, he's a legend. I don't got a problem with him. I got to tell you. The officer actually started laughing when he said it, though.
Do by protocol.
No, we have.
We've been fine. There's no issues. We're not,
yeah.
So let me know if it's too tight, right?
Yeah.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Dang. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. So I don't. What's wrong? I mean, if you're trespassing, you don't know if it's a threat. What if that drone's armed? That's a possibility.
Right.
Nobody knows. People have the expectation of privacy in their own house. Plus, you guys don't appreciate how old school I am. Like, go back to the Wild West. That's how old school I am. Right. Didn't even live there. I'm like, you're a drone in my yard. Pop. It's happening.
Right. If I see a plane flying over at 10,000 or 30,000 feet or wherever I happen to be, I understand that. I get that completely. But if it's a drone that's hovering or something like that, how far up legally is my property?
It's free skeet. That's what it is.
All the way to the...
I see it. I'm going skeet, skeet, skeet. I see it. I want to go at it. I see it.
Like at 5,000 feet? Like, if I have property 5,000 feet above it, I can defend.
Like, it was low enough that he could see it from his window, apparently. I read another story where he could. That's how low it
I just
apparently
want to know if
was. That's a problem.
If there's law that has a limit, like if it's more than 4,000 feet above you, then leave it alone. But if it's less than that, you can do something.
Yeah, apparently. I guess so. I don't know. I'm just, you know. I got a lot more. Let's see. A drunk Florida man slammed into a deputy's cruiser during a traffic stop. This guy's face is so jacked up, you guys. Fort Pierce. He's got a history of driving under the influence. This Florida man. It was about 11:30 p.m. this past Saturday. Fort Pierce police tried to conduct a traffic stop. Reckless driver. He wouldn't stop. And then he hit the officer's car. His name is Perry P. Apples. And it looks like he got beaten halfway within an inch of his life. And his mugshot. He looks like a garbage pail kid in his mugshot.
He does.
He totally does. So they took him into custody. And he said that... super slurring. They found open containers of alcohol in the vehicle, all kinds of stuff. And Lorraine sent this one. A Florida man bought a used TV, and then when he switched it on, apparently it was in demo mode. He bought it off of Facebook Marketplace for $300, turned it on, and a Popeye's menu came on from the food chain, and he couldn't get it off the Popeye's menu. And he said, "I thought my friends were messing with me." It was like in demo mode or something. And it was like literally the Popeye's menu. He could not get it off the Popeye's menu. And he go, and he, I can't play the video because he's like, it's a blinking Popeyes menu. It's not blinking funny. Steve, his friends finally helped him get it off demo mode. I don't know why it was on Popeyes, though. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the P15. It stands for 15 pews. It's the lightest, thinnest, most easily concealable 9mm double stack mag that's on the market. And there's nothing else that comes close. They have two versions, metal and polymer. Metal frame version has the really gorgeous wood panel. It has these wood grain panels that I just think give it a total. I was actually having a debate with a friend about what genre of James Bond. I say the Sean Connery, like 60s, 70s, sort of 70s, you know, maybe James Bond. It's a great looking gun. The polymer version, gator grip texture. It comes with two standard capacity magazines. One's a 15-round minimal pinky extension. The other is a flush-fit double-stack mag that holds 12 rounds as well. Tritium fiber optic front sight. You get a fully adjustable fiber optic two-dot rear. A lifetime warranty, super compact, great for concealed carry self-defense, whether you're a newbie or an old pro at it. It's more dependable yet game-changing innovation from the people who literally created the micro-compact pistol category. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
New York police released this photo of a man seen lowering his mask, revealing more of his face than we've seen before, smiling here. Our John Miller, who we're going to speak to in just a moment, is told by his sources that the man pulled down his mask because he was flirting with a woman at the front desk of a New York City hostel that he was staying in.
Pulled down his mask and was smiling and flirting with her. So Kane and I were talking about this on break because everyone says that it's a professional hit. Is it, though? I just don't think a professional hitman is going to be so dumb. First off, if there's a camera there, he'll see it. If he's a total pro, he's going to know that there's a camera there at the desk. He's not going to position himself in a way that the camera can see his face. And if his face is covered, he's sure as hell not going to remove his face covering to give a photograph to the camera that can later be used against him. He's not going to be distracted from his mission either. I mean, that's where I'm like, maybe it's not, unless it's a really bad, it does not seem quiet. That was a dumb move. Do you still think it was a professional hitter that their budget only got them this great value assassin?
No, I don't think
for real.
No, I don't think it was a professional hit. Just look, the weak grip on that first shot would tell you that they probably haven't really shot guns that much ever.
Yeah, that was also a thought. Like the way that he handled. I mean, not that we're trying to be, but when we're trying to be like technical in that petty kind of way. But that goes a long way in telling you about the background of the person who's doing carrying out the criminal act, and you know, just gives you a little bit of insight in him. Yeah, he was real limp-wristed. And that's why it jammed. I mean, when you're limp-wristed and you got it, that's one of the number one ways that you can have your semi-auto pistol jam up on you is if you're not holding it correctly and you're not applying, proper, pushback.
Yeah, if your
recoil.
Wrist is taking that and absorbing right. That, the slide should be doing that to
that's
actually
what the slide
engage
does.
The next round.
Exactly. So he didn't really know what he was doing. And Steve was like, well, he does have a silencer. Yeah, but you can just, that's easy to attach. That's not, and it's not really, silent either. But the way that he was handling his gun, his grip, the fact that he would wear such an easily identifiable backpack also, isn't that backpack like a $300 backpack?
Yeah.
So you're wearing an ultra bougie backpack that apparently is used by professional photographers. And it seems like he went and got out. He got a hitman backpack. That's what that says to me. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's such a weird thing. How in the world do we not know anything else about this though? In broad daylight in Manhattan, they got his DNA off a water bottle. They've got shell casings with cryptic words on them. They got a photo. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure maybe that there's more that they just haven't released. Thompson, apparently, his estranged wife said that he had been receiving threats, but she didn't know the nature of them. And he didn't have security. And the other people with whom he worked, who were attending the conference with him, said it didn't seem like he had a detail. So I don't know. Just wild. The whole thing is wild. Do you have any theories, Kane?
No, I mean, the narratives that I see come out are plausible. But again, like you said, we don't really have any concrete evidence to point to a real motive right here. Who really knows? I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's wild. It's a weird one. But the fact that they got his picture because he was flirting with a chick, to me, and then his grip and all that, he's not like a seasoned, he's not a pro. He's not a pro. So who hired this guy? Or what else? What other, I mean, this is going to be on like what? Unsolved Mysteries or something one day, isn't it? I just don't know how you don't know who it is at this point. But again, and maybe there's, I'm sure that there's a lot more to it than they're sharing, but it's still very interesting. I know Lorraine brought up the thing that deny, defend, depose on his shell casings. And apparently that was based from like a 2010 book, Delay, Deny, Defend, Why Insurance Companies Don't Pay Claims. I mean, the most basic reasoning is this was a guy who got mad because they denied his claim and he was going to take action against them. Right? It's very Occam's razor. You know, the most simple explanation is usually the correct one, Occam's razor. But really, though, I don't know. I think we're so used to conspiracies. But this guy was not a pro. And like I said, the reason that his pistol jammed is because he was limp-wristing it. And by the way, when going to the range with people, that is the number one. That's the first thing that you really focus on with people is their grip, because otherwise you get all kinds of malfunctions if you're not holding it properly and you're not holding it steady with the proper strength in your grip, so that you're not taking that recoil and then jamming up your gun. Or he's not the guy, says Juan. That was the backpack, though, in that hostile video, right? That was the same backpack, that bougie backpack. I mean, that's what, I don't know, it's so weird.
Yeah, Juan's pointing out to two different pictures. I don't know if you can get them together, Juan, and show them on screen side by side or not, but he's showing that the jackets actually are a little different in two of the different photos. Now, does that mean he wore a different jacket on a different day? Or is this a different person? I mean, the thing is, it's all still speculative, no matter how you slice it. But
maybe he had like some of the same jacket. I don't know. The whole thing is so weird.
Yeah, so it looks like he's able to toggle back and forth. So we've got these are the jackets here. These are the pictures that were circulating originally. And then he showed his face, and this is the jacket that he was wearing with his face. So you see there. Now, obviously, the picture's lighter, so it looks like there could be a different jacket.
I feel like there's not enough contrast in the earlier ones or brightness in there to whether or not
toggle
you can see
back to those three photos, Juan. And is
those,
that thing on his
pockets.
Sleeve? There, it looks like he still has that thing on his sleeve on that very right photo. But I don't know. Still, I'm not in charge of the investigation, obviously, and I don't envy those who are. But
it might be a different. You know, he could have, you know, changed his jacket. But that looks like the same backpack.
Yeah, it does.
So, I don't know. It's all very interesting. Maybe it was a different jacket. It looks like that's a pullover, whereas the other one looks like a jacket. But anyway, long story short, I don't know. Maybe it's a guy who got his claim denied and he's mad. I mean, they made movies like that.
It's plausible.
But the guy was getting threats beforehand. And see, that may not be why we don't have any more information. If he was receiving threats beforehand, then obviously, you know, they're investigating all of that, and they don't want to release any information to the public that could compromise the investigation or give up. You know, you don't want to give up any information to that would potentially warn a suspect. You don't want the suspect to know if you're closing in. If you're looking for a convenient, affordable way to access medications and treatments you can trust, All Family Pharmacy has you covered. Whether it's the flu or parasites, cancer support, or general well-being, All Family Pharmacy's online service makes getting the medications you need hassle-free. With All Family, it's simple. You can choose the individual medications that best suit your needs or opt for one of their comprehensive treatment packages designed to give you everything that you need in one convenient order. And every order comes with a doctor's prescription included. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or any other effective medications, they have it all. And you can get fast shipping with most orders shipping in 2 to 3 business days. Medications start as low as $3 per capsule, making it really easy to take charge of your health without breaking the bank. No insurance needed. You can skip the paperwork and get the treatments you need directly. Stock up with their emergency preparedness bundles and access over 200 medications online anytime. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off of your entire order. That's allfamilypharma.com/Dana, code Dana10.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so First up, this is, it's Blue Cross Blue Shield Anthem. This is wild. They halted anesthesia payments, their payment policy, after backlash. So they had planned to cap the length of time that anesthesia could be covered during medical procedures in 3 states. What? They said they were not going to go ahead with this policy change that was going to limit reimbursements for anesthesia during surgery and medical procedures. The new policy would have reimbursed doctors based on time limits set by the insurer. So just, this is so Canadian. A time limit set by a suit at a desk. Anthem BCBS, one of the largest in the U.S., quietly announced it for Connecticut, New York, and Missouri beginning February. It outraged the American Society of Anesthesiologists. The policy update went unnoticed, but then after UnitedHealthcare CEO was shot killed, and then that sparked a wave of online vitriol about the healthcare system, and that's when this came out. Wow. New York and Connecticut were trying to stop the plan from going into effect. But I'm mystified. First off, we wouldn't have this problem if it was private insurance and everybody could get it and it was portable and we didn't have the absolute hideous disaster that is Obamacare. And anyone who says that Obamacare is great is the product of incest and on meth. Okay. Seriously. Because it's a disaster. This is crazy. Like, okay, so you're done with your anesthesia now. Hope your procedure's done. Not going to get, oh my gosh, I'm coming back to this bookmark. Tech fail. AI cameras issued parking tickets to 3,800 drivers for blocking bus lanes. And then they realized that it was a wrong thing. The AI messed up. It was supposed to, none of these people did anything wrong. The cameras were not properly programmed for the routes that they were covering. This is why I don't believe any of this is accurate. I will literally show up in court prepared to wage an all-day war over a red light camera ticket. I absolutely will. Like, I will take days off work. I will study up on every case. I will show up and I will waste that court's time all damn day. Amen. Not kidding you. If you want to do that, let's do it. All of this stuff, this camera stuff, this is, again, no due process. None. Even if for something small like this. A black church coalition is calling for Al Sharpton to be suspended over the moral stain of taking money from Kamala Harris. Fight, fight. Stick with us.
Last night at the Patriot Awards, I think we got a clip. He was doing the Trump dance. And I'm sure you've seen that evolve over the last. As you look right there, like, how do you describe your husband's dance moves?
Oh, this is very special and unique dance.
It is, right?
And I think a lot of people are copying it and everybody have fun with it.
Yeah. So. Which part?
Is this how you dance?
No.
Part of the Trump dance? Did you give him any tips? Like in the beginning, it was low and then it was up high and now there's a golf swing.
Nope. I think it's hysterical. All on his own.
Have you ever done the Trump dance? You are Mrs. Trump.
I did not.
So I guess you're not going to start today.
That is hysterical. It's like he's got string. Right? It cracks me up. The first time that I saw him do it, I think it was back during his first term, when he was campaigning for his first term, and he did kind of a little thing, and nobody really noticed it. I think people talked about it and they laughed about it. And then he kind of started, every time he'd get happy, he'd do it. It was funny. Welcome back to the show. I just like the dance because it's hysterical. What was the video that, it was SNL where he was redoing that video. Oh my gosh. Who was the guy who was on Nickelodeon and then, but acts like he comes from the life of Hard Knocks, School of Hard Knocks. Steve, who am I thinking of?
He did a sketch on SNL where he recreated Drake and Hotline Bling.
Thank you. Yes, he recreated that video, Hotline Bling. That's right. That's what he did. He did that video. And it was funny because that's when he really got into it. And that, I think, really is when it was officially born. And he was doing his Trump dance with his string, his invisible string. This just cracks me up. So welcome back. It's Friday. He was doing it to YMCA. I was reading the story about Victor Willis, the YMCA singer, who says that he supports Trump using the song because it brings joy to the American people. He did an interview about it, and he says he has no problem with it being used, but he said he will sue outlets who call it a gay anthem. He supports Trump using it. It brings joy to the American people. He goes, I decided to allow the president-elect's continued use of YMCA because he seems to genuinely like the song. And so many other artists were stopping him from using their music. And he goes, if you were asking me today if the Village People would perform at the inauguration, I would probably say not because we'd be concerned about endorsement. He goes, however, because he's done so much for YMCA, he goes, the song's actually gone back to number one. It's still number one today. He goes, so if he were to ask the Village People to perform it live for him, we'd have to seriously consider it. But he goes, the song was never gay. And I'm going to sue people who say it's a gay anthem. I am dying. He goes, come January. And then he drops it. He's like, come January 2025, my wife and I, we're going to start suing each and every news organization that falsely says it's a gay anthem. I mean, he like went right into it. It's hysterical. This guy cracks me up. But, you know, good for, he's like, he's having fun with it. I always hate when people say that, like these artists that go out, like, how dare you use my music? The way it works is they have to license their music to, that's how they make more money off of their songs. If they license it for different use, like you can get different licenses, like what can, like for public use. There's like different categories.
Publishing for actual production, for score, you know what I mean? I mean, there's all kinds of different ways that you can attach your name to it. But it's ultimately about ownership of your own music. So by doing that, you're licensing, you now have the license to decide where that song goes. And if you put it in the public domain and allow it to be purchased, that's just what happens.
Right. It's like, similar to what if you're like you're Nike and you're selling shoes. Yeah. Somebody buys your Nike shoes, they can wear them.
Right.
I mean, or you're licensing your logo out for certain. Yeah, I mean, that's
right.
So once they do that, you know, it's okay. Yeah, I mean, you can't say for him but not for him. That's not how the licensing works. And that's ASCAP. So you have your ASCAP, BMI ASCAP. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And CSAC.
So I always get mad when I see these musicians go out and say, he can't use our music anymore. Why'd you license it then? I think they do that as a way to get more attention for themselves. So good on this guy. Good on the YMCA guy. It's a joyful song. It's a very joyful song. You know, I got to say.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.